Hello everybody and a happy new year from me too. The evening news has had quite an emphasis on Christmas over the past 2 weeks, so our first batch of items has that flavour, but will be followed by plenty of non-Christmas ones. A Norwich elf has been bringing joy to NR2 folk this Christmas by gritting roads and delivering presents on his light-up bike. Paul Webster, 32, who lives in Rupert Street in the Golden Triangle, has also covered his house in twinkling festive lights as he raises money for three charities that are close to his heart. The St Martin's Housing Trust volunteer, who previously dressed as the Pink Panther to raise cash, has been cycling around streets and estates close to his home, delivering presents to those who struggle to leave their homes. And when the cold snap hit Norwich's streets, coating them with slippery ice, he attached a trailer to his bike to help grit the roads and pavements. One run saw Mr. Webster leave his home at 3 p.m. and not return home until 10:30, after a tiring 7-hour shift, which saw him circumnavigate almost the whole of NR2 area. All money raised will go to the charity he volunteers with, as well as the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and Cancer Research. He said, "I started the lights last year, but I've gone much bigger this year with the cycling. I'm doing it because I want to give something back. All three charities have helped me and my family, so I'm doing this to say thank you. Last year I raised almost £2,000 in total, so it would be great to get a similar amount this year."
With panto season in full swing, evening news staff were invited backstage with Norwich's favourite dame to look at all her costumes in this year's show, and one was particularly saucy. Richard Gauntlet has returned for his 22nd year in the Theatre Royal Panto, and this time around, the show is Jack and the Beanstalk, where he stars as Jack's mum, Dame Trot. As well as encouraging lots of audience participation, another big part of playing the Dame is the flamboyant costumes. He has 8 outfits, which range from a giant hot dog with mustard to a huge nature-inspired dress with felt daffodils and crocheted bumblebees. Kirsten Wythe, who lives in Norwich, is the costume designer and supervisor for the show. She said, "Each of Richard's costumes takes around 60 to 90 hours, depending on the detail, as it is all the little things that take a long time. It is my 9th year doing the Norwich Panto and I love it, as it is very creative, with a lot of the same people every year."
A Norwich family had their Christmas saved by a quick-thinking delivery driver who thwarted a brazen burglar. The would-be Grinch broke into the family's home around midday on December the 21st and had sights set on leaving the family with nothing in their stockings, if not for the initiative of delivery man Chris Haywood. Charlotte Adams has lived in Elsham Road for 2 years with her partner and 2 children, aged 1 and 5. She had gone to lunch at her part-time job when she had 4 missed calls from an unknown number. Charlotte said, "I called it back and it was from the delivery driver who'd tried to deliver a parcel to us. When he knocked on the door, he noticed a man stumbled out of the back of the property, seemingly drunk, who tried to sign for the parcel. The driver thought something wasn't quite right, so questioned the man who it was for. The man didn't know and walked off. The delivery driver found the doors to the family's extension had been broken, with the man having rifled through the house. Charlotte added, "He'd been upstairs into our bedroom, through the bedside table and knocked the boy's stockings off the fireplace. I can't thank the driver enough, because if it wasn't for him, he could have taken everything."
Organisers behind a bumper event dishing out cheer amongst the cost of living crisis have been surprised at significantly lower numbers than expected. Norwich Open Christmas, opened its doors on Christmas Day for its annual festive dinner for homeless and lonely people. For the past 30 years, tens of thousands of guests have been welcomed at the festivities, which is not only free, but tickets do not have to be booked in advance. The organisation's chairman, Bill Ashton, has been involved with Norwich Open Christmas for almost 15 years. Earlier in the week, he had expected to cater for around 700, but believed the final number to be closer to 400. The 77-year-old said, "Although the number of people attending was much lower than we thought it might be, the event went remarkably well. I think a lot of people may have called off on the day due to illness and concerns which remain about mixing with others following the pandemic and flu. It did mean that everyone who attended really got the full works." More than 300 volunteers took part to help bring this year's event to life.